Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 72. Happy summer! Okay, I'm sorry. It's summer for me. I'm so excited. I had a great school year, but now it's time for me to recharge, and I don't know what to do with myself. I cannot contain myself. I am overjoyed. Anyway, when this episode airs, it will be June 1st. Not technically summer for a lot of my listeners or a lot of you, but anyway, I'm on summer break. I'm excited. Have lots of things that I want to accomplish, places to go, different things. So bear with me. Now, today's episode, because I am on summer break and because many of my listeners are, I thought this episode would be, beneficial for you. So if you want your kids to read more, and I'm not saying reading for, you know, to take a test or to answer a question, just to read for pleasure. I feel like that is a lost art. Kids don't do that anymore. People don't do that anymore. But you want to instill that in your kids? This episode's for you. I think you will get a lot. I think you will learn something, and hopefully you can apply it. And it's simple enough for you to apply it. So listen in, take notes. I'll see you on the other side. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to walk with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. All right, so if you hear some screaming in the background, don't worry. I'm not hurting kids over here. I have my nieces and nephews over here, and we are enjoying each other's company, but you know, it kind of gets a little loud. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about what you can do to have your kids want to read more, desire to read more, can't put the book down kind of love for reading. And like I said in the intro, I feel like this is something that kids don't really have anymore. They desire their tablets, their iPads, their cell phones, whatever. But reading, I'm going to get into it, but I feel like they don't have that love anymore. And so even with my own kids, like, I want to instill that. And it's easier when they're younger, of course, but it's never too late. Okay? So before I tell you what I think will help you bring back that love for reading and want your kids to read this summer, even though they're out of school, I want to mention some benefits of reading. So, you know, I'm a teacher. I have to mention this, but even it's just very important. Okay, so I am going to link two videos in the description in case you want to figure out where I got my information from, but I took information from both sources, and I'm only highlighting a few here. So one benefit of reading, I'm sure you know this, but just reiterating, is that reading is food for the brain. So we need to continue to learn new things, to function at peak performance, to keep Alzheimer's and dementia off when we're older, Reading helps with that, believe it or not. Reading changes the brain structure and it improves cognitive function. So just like we need food to eat to survive, our brain needs food, which is reading, to survive. Another benefit that I thought was very interesting and very necessary is when you read, you become a better conversationalist. Your vocabulary is expanding every book that you read. And kids don't really see the benefit of that, but later on they will see it. Better conversationalist. Another benefit of reading, it improves your concentration and your focus. And I know you see it, the attention span of your kid, of your niece, your nephew, your neighbor, it is very low. I think they say it's like your attention span is the size of your shoe. So let's say I have my 9-year-old, her shoe size is 2. Okay, so a little bit more than 2, like 3 minutes, really. But their attention spans are so low and they can't focus and they can't concentrate for long amounts of time unless, you know what, unless they're on their iPad, unless they're playing video games, unless they're watching something on the screen. But reading will help improve that focus and concentration. It also improves your memory because you read and then you remember different things about different characters or different facts that were stated in the nonfiction books. Keeps your brain active. And this one I thought was very important, this other benefit of reading. It is the most effective way to overcome stress. Hadn't thought about that. But they're saying after you read for about 6 minutes, this is a study that was done, you lower your stress level. What? And again, I work in the school system. I see how lots of kids are affected by different things in their environment, in their home, on the bus, in the car, walking to school, riding to school. It's a lot of things that are coming at our kids these days. And they come into the classroom and I have to teach them. I have to find a way to help them lower that stress level, the cortisol levels, help them get out of that fight or flight part of their brain and be able to learn something. And reading is what is going to do that. All right. I'm done with those benefits, okay? I thought those were the most interesting to me and hopefully to you. Now, I just want you to know, and in American schools, I feel like we do this a lot. We say, oh, if a kid reads just 20 minutes a day, it's so important. So here's what it works out to. 20 minutes a day is 3,600 minutes per year, right? And then your child will be exposed to 1,800,000 words per year. If that doesn't speak, just 20 minutes. And I know what you're thinking, 20 minutes, that's a long time. Split it up. What I started with doing with my daughter, because, you know, we're on summer break, I said, okay, we need to do 10 minutes of this whatever activity we're going to do. Next week, let's bump it up to 15. Let's bump it up to 20. So start small and then shoot for the 20. Or break up your 20 minutes into 10-minute increments or 5-minute increments. It's okay as long as they're getting that time in. All right, so here's where you need your pen, your paper, your pencil, whatever your note on your notes on your phone. So how can you get these benefits for your child by having them read? But how can you get them to want to read, to crave to read? I think this will help. So I have an acronym here, READ, R-E-A-D. So for each letter, I have something. So the first thing that I think you can do with your child to get them to want to read, crave reading, just for leisure, for fun, for pleasure, is R, read. Go figure. Read with your kid and read to your kid if they're at that age where, you know, they can't really read. And if they're old enough, read your own book while they're reading. Let them see you making that example. I just remember vividly from my childhood, my father is always reading something. He still does it. Read with your child. I know we're busy. We got a lot of stuff to do, but make the time. Remember, it's just 20 minutes. Split it up. Okay, set the timer for 5 minutes. Let's go. Let's go read for 5 minutes. You can do it. So that's R, read with your child. E, exhibit expression. So if your child is at the age where you are still reading to them, and even if they're not, I read to my 9-year-old occasionally. You know, most times I want her to read it, but other times I read with her because I want her to hear the expression. And I always think of my mother, who was an English teacher, you know, when you see the exclamation point, your voice, your tone of your voice gets higher. You're excited, right? When you see the question mark, your tone changes at the end of the sentence. If you see those quotation marks, so just exhibit that for them. And expression helps what the kids understand what they're reading. If they just read like a robot, you know, you don't really understand it. But if you make those different inflections with your voice, it helps. So that's E. So we have R, read with your child. E, exhibit expression. A, ask questions. Now I know, what questions? Just when you're reading, just listen. But here's a question that I think can be used for all fiction stories. And those are the, you know, made up stories that little kids love. I mean, even older kids love those fiction stories because they have pictures, right? So the question that I think you can always ask for every fiction story is, what did the character learn, or what lesson can we learn from the character? There's always a lesson in there, and let them express and, you know, tell you what they think. There's hardly a right or wrong answer here. I mean, it's kind of subjective. So ask the question, what lesson can we learn from the character? And if it's a nonfiction book, you know, those are the real ones, the actually did happen stories, text. The question you can always ask is, why did the author write this book? What was the purpose? Was it to explain something to you and make you convinced of an idea, entertain you? Why did the author write this story, this text? So those are two questions you can always ask with either fiction or nonfiction book. And then any other question you want to ask that you can think of, right? We did R. We did E. Here's A. And now D. D, decide which book to read next time. So I put this in here because, you know, we're done reading the book. We ask the questions. We have all our expression. I'm reading. She's reading. Whatever. Now decide which book you're going to read next time. So they have that anticipation. Oh, next time mommy's going to read this one. We're going to read this one. They're expecting something. And then it can become a habit. Okay, so how can you get these benefits for your child that I mentioned above, and even more benefits? By reading. Read with your child, exhibit expression, ask questions, and decide which book you're going to read next time. And the one thing that I think, so we have the benefits, right? We know why it's so important to read. Now, this thing that I think will have your kid hooked all summer reading is using Novel Effect. What? It's an app. I love this app with all my heart. Basically, what this app does is bring the story to life. Okay? So Novel Effect is an app that responds to your voice with interactive music and sound effects. It creates magical moments when you read aloud from children's books. This right here, when I found this, I think it was last year I found it, I was hooked. Only because kids are so, remember, that their focus, their concentration. And yes, when you read with the expression, but I'm telling you, this app, when you're reading or your kid is reading, it makes noises, it makes sounds to go along with the story that you're reading. So you can read your own books, and most of the books are on there. Like, you search for it. Most of the books that I read with my kids are on there, but some are not. And then they do have ebooks on there. So if you don't have the physical book, you can go on the app and read one of the books that they have there, and it will bring the story to life. Remember, good readers are made on the laps of parents. So model it for them, right? Maybe you read tonight and tomorrow they read. And what the studies are finding, especially with this app, specifically with this app, is that children think the books are more engaging. They're more engaged. They have more confidence when they're reading, and they actually want to read. So Novel Effect, remember, it brings the story to life. I'm not saying you're boring when you're reading. I'm not saying your kid is boring when you're reading, but this is just one extra thing that is simple enough that will have your kids hooked on reading. And I don't believe it does chapter books, but the picture books especially are there. Now, there is a charge for this because it is so amazing. I'm not getting paid for promoting this or anything. I just think it's an amazing thing. So for families, it's $4.99 a month or $59 for the year, right? And if you're reading every day, 20 minutes every day, remember how important that is? I think it's worth it if you can afford that. And then if you're a teacher like me, we get it for $39.99 a year because we do read in our classrooms. And It is amazing. Novel effect. So, you know the benefits of reading. You know how you're going to get your child to read. And then the extra thing there to hook them this summer, because remember, they're out of school, is to use novel effect to bring the story to life. All right. I hope you found this useful. I'm done. That's it. Enjoy your summer if you're on summer break. Oh, and thank you so much. I've been getting a lot of listeners from other countries, and I'm so excited that you are listening, that you're enjoying it. I'm so surprised that some of the countries that I'm seeing, Singapore, Canada, United Arab Emirates, Dominican Republic, India, Vietnam. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you are enjoying, and please message me on Instagram or at joanne@musicallymindedmama.com. On Instagram, my handle is musicallymindedmama. Message me. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen. I hope you're finding things that are beneficial for you and your family and your kids. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And if you find anything that is helping you, please leave a review. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a review. That lets me know that what I'm doing is helpful, it's beneficial, and I'm doing a great job. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one, go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three, if this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.